God was sharing with us, we don't have to wait. So we make it to start giving more abundantly. And we had abundant hearts. We just didn't know where to start. And he said, just start today with 1%. And our BHAG, our big, hairy, audacious goal in life is to give 80%.
Welcome back to the Investing with Purpose podcast, where we explore the intersection of success and significance. We discuss alternative investment options from our experience buying hundreds of millions of dollars worth of real estate, but most importantly, how we're using that business to impact people in a positive way to leave a legacy that matters. Let's get after it.
All right. We are so excited for this interview with the one and only Steve Libman. And man, first of all, thank you for saying yes to be willing to come down and speak at SI Live coming up. We're almost there, man. We're just a few weeks away, but we're super pumped just for your knowledge, the strategies you're going to be bringing, just dropping the diamonds and just your experience. I mean, flipped over 1,000 houses, but, and you were just talking off camera before we came into this interview, and Steve was sharing with us that you literally just closed within the last like couple weeks, a $257 million property, almost 1,000 units just on that one property, you guys, as a general partner in the deal. So this guy, he knows his stuff on small deals, big deals, raising money, partnering, all the things that maybe you know some things about, but you can learn some strategies to really leverage and 100x what you're doing currently. Or maybe you're a beginner and that's fine too. So he's going to meet you where you're at the live event. You're going to learn some crazy ninja moves in the real estate game to accelerate from where you're at to where you want to be and beyond where you knew you could be. So you can tell we're a little bit excited. Maybe you want to say anything about Steve before we throw out a few questions for him.
Well, unofficially, we would like to knight you the king of raising capital. If not the king, then a major king in raising capital. And we're just so blessed to have you a part of SI Live. Cannot wait to glean everything that you have to share with us. We just can't wait.
Absolutely. I'm excited.
Yeah, man. And one other thing is that you know all these amazing things, but a lot of what you're doing and how you structure deals, how you raise money, how you pay investors is unique to you in the space and in the industry. So that's going to be, there are going to be a lot of light bulbs going off in people's brains, ours included, when you're here speaking live in Florida. So you all don't want to miss this event, I'm telling you right now. But let's hear from you three things and anything else you want to share. This is going to be heard by people watching this interview at different places. But about this live event, number one, why live events, right? People might think, well, I can listen to Steve on his podcast, YouTube channel, read a book, do different things. So number one, why do they need to make the sacrifice, time and money to get to a live event in general? What have live events meant for you and your business and your life financially? Number two, why this live event, right? Lots of live events out there, but why this live event? And then lastly, a little sneak peek, appetizer, sizzle of what they're going to be learning, some of the diamonds you're going to be dropping, some insights and strategies they're going to be gaining from you teaching at the live event when you pull back the curtain.
Yeah. Well, first, it's in Florida, right? It's the middle of winter and it's in Florida. Like, why wouldn't we go there? I live in South Carolina now, still happy to go to Florida. Well, so first, why live events? COVID shut the world down for a couple of years. We knew what it was like to live without live events for a little bit. I don't know about you guys. It was depressing. I like being around people, right? So number one, you won't do business with people that you don't know, like, and trust, right? And there's no better way in doing that in short order than getting face-to-face with somebody. For me, I'm intuitive in the sense that when I sit down with you, I kind of know if you're part of my tribe or not pretty quickly. On Zoom, I think it's a little bit, it takes longer, right? So one, just being able to find your tribe, find like-minded people and get belly-to-belly with people and really talk and interact and get that sense of community. I think that's super important. And then two, we talked about this a little bit before. I can't tell you how many literal hundreds of thousands of dollars I have made, maybe millions of dollars in money made and saved that has come from a non-presentation, right? So I always love when people are like, hey, I can't get there, but are you going to record it? It's like, I'll spend the money to get the recording so I can watch it in my living room by myself. And that's fine, right? If that's the worst that you could do, like, that's good. You'll still get bombs dropped. But it's in the soup line, right? It's in going to the restroom and grabbing an extra cup of coffee in the middle of somebody's presentation and just meeting one-on-one with somebody where somebody will say something just in passing that's kind of normal for them because they don't think of it any differently. That's completely earth-shattering for you, right? And I can count numerous times throughout my, so I didn't go to these events for 5 years when I started wholesaling and flipping and, Yeah, we've done 1,000 houses, but what wasn't said there was that we didn't get above 16 houses while we didn't have mentorship, right? The best year we had was in year 5 and we did 15, 16 houses. The next year after I went to one of these events and joined one of these groups, we did 78 deals, right? The year after that, we cleared well over 100 and we were at one point doing 20 a month. So one, the scale and size and scale of getting around like-minded people and really learning from them is key. But in those moments where you're just like somebody who's been doing it longer than you or has some wealth building strategy that you've never heard of, or one of my buddies told me he bought a plane and wrote the whole thing off and saved $2 million in taxes that year because he bought an $8 million plane. And I was like, wait, I don't understand. Right. And like now I'm learning about Section 179 of the tax code. And so all these different strategies in and outside of business, we can't squeeze it all into a 45-minute presentation, right? So you're going to give me a mic for a little bit. I'm going to talk about a couple of really cool things that I think are cool, but it's at lunch, it's at dinner, it's at the VIP event, it's at the cocktail hour, it's wherever we're at, where you're just having these kind of nonchalant conversations where, man, there's been some mind-blowing things that I've learned over the last decade or so that we'll be sharing just because now they're part of our purview.
Absolutely. We can't agree more. I mean, there's no telling. We've probably invested multiple six figures at this point in our own life and ourselves going to events, conferences, coaches, all the things. And like you said, it's the greatest ROI investing in yourself. And so number two, why this event? Of all the real estate events with people talking about real estate, why should people do whatever it takes to get to this event?
Well, I like it because I get to take my Clark Kent costume off a little bit, right? And kind of share a little bit more about why we're as successful as we are, because it's a kingdom focused conference. Right. So we've had a ton of success, and not that we temper our conversations to the secular world when we go to most of these things, but we're not talking about the biblical strategy that intersects directly into our core values and into our business plan. So you have thousands of years of biblical wisdom that translates directly into how to build, create, and pass on generational wealth. But we don't want to talk about that. Right. So like, Grant and Tony Robbins and like those guys, they take that biblical principle and they pawn it off as their own. But the fact is we get to really talk about how God is sharing his wisdom with us so that when we're walking in obedience to his word, that the blessing really just blows up, right? We'll share how we've screwed that up and we'll share how we have dialed it in. For me, that's why I would be going, just because I think it's super important to get that biblical intersection of business and entrepreneurship and why it's so important.
Man,
amen.
Absolutely. So it's like we say, you know, you can build $1 billion business or whatever, but if it doesn't have a kingdom connection, a connection to the kingdom and the purpose eternally beyond this vapor of a life here, this eye blink that we're here, you know, it's building sandcastles and chasing after the wind. And so we're so pumped for you being a part of all this. And so last question is little teaser, appetizer for what they're going to get showing up this event, you in person sharing some bombs that you're going to drop for everyone here.
Yeah. So I think it's cool that you just touched on the purpose piece of it, because that's really what I'm going to focus on is, yeah, it's cool to flip 1,000 houses. It's cool to launch $100 million fund. It's cool to buy $1 billion worth of real estate. And that has all been an incredible blessing and has changed our lives and many others. But now what? Right. We started giving alongside of our business years ago when we just were like, hey, let's do the economic benefit of 1%. Right. God was sharing with us that we don't have to wait until we make it to start giving more abundantly. And we had abundant hearts. We just didn't know where to start. And he said, just start today with 1%. And that has grown to what we hope to be our BHAG, right? Our big, hairy, audacious goal in life is to give 80%. So we're 15 to 18% now on the economic benefit of every deal that we do. And when you talk about $100 million deals, that's significant. But how is that income that we're earning getting turned into passive income for the kingdom too, right? Not just passive income for us, but how do we build a 100-year legacy plan in terms of investing that capital through a donor advised fund, through real estate assets to kick off free capital to them in perpetuity, even after you and I decide to stop doing real estate, right? So that's our vision of like, how are we going to get there? And it doesn't have to be this big, scary thing, right? You could start today and we'll show you how in just the last 24 months, we've impacted over 100,000 lives with the income that has come through just our donor advised fund. I mean, and of those 100,000 lives, you're talking about 15 girls that had to get saved from sex trafficking because we were able to fund a special forces group to go kick down a door and grab them out of a basement in the Ukraine. We're talking about two 757s that were on the tarmac in Bagram Air Force Base when we decided to shut down the Afghani Air Force Base. And we had to get 1,000 refugees off of the ground. We needed money to fund the fuel to get those refugees off the ground because they were going to get killed by the people that took over. You're talking about just text messages of Jesus's love to people in India. You're talking about hundreds of thousands of people that have been fed through these programs, wells dug in Africa, but just culture changing, culture shifting things that our business has been able to participate in because of this business, right? And that the money is cool, the cars are cool, the houses are cool, right? Like all that stuff is fine. But it's not what drives me and my team every day. We were just together for our Christmas party and for the last quarter, like, hey, what are we doing in 2023? And most people look at business KPIs and they say, okay, how many phone calls do I have to make to get this many dollars raised to do this many deals and blah, blah, blah. And like, no, our first metric is how much money are we going to give away this year? And let's back in all the other metrics from there.
Love it. It's a counter, like you say, counterculture to the world system, right? You said earlier, God's economy, the infinite ROI, right? So, man, we just love and appreciate your heart and all that who you are and what you do. And thank you for being such a big part of this event. Steve, we're so glad to have you. And I look forward to seeing you there. If you all are listening to this, watching it, don't wait, don't delay. I learned a long time ago from a mentor, procrastination is the assassination of your dreams. And so be decisive, take action on investing in yourself, getting in a room with people who can help you accelerate to the next level. That's what's going to be happening at SI Live. So thank you so much, Steve, and we'll see all of you there.
Awesome. Thank you. See you guys.
Thanks for listening to the Investing with Purpose podcast. If you're finding value, would you leave us a review and share this with your friends? And go to investingwithpurpose.org to learn more about how to partner with us and to learn more about the nonprofits that we support around the world.